Middle School, Born to Rock. Written by James Patterson and Chris Tebbets. Read by Caitlin Kelly. The name of the assignment was the Great Egg Drop Challenge. Our science teacher, Mrs. Hibbs, said that everyone had to design a capsule that would protect an ordinary egg from breaking when it got thrown off the roof of Hills Village Middle School. Kind of cool, right? For my capsule, I used a shoebox. Inside it, I put a block of styrofoam with an egg-sized hole cut out, and I tied 5 purple helium balloons to the outside. Those balloons were my secret weapon. If this worked, my capsule was going to float gently down to the ground like it was made of feathers. I was really careful about the way I designed the whole thing and spent a lot of time putting it together for a few days before it was due. As for my brother, I think he started his project about 10 minutes before we had to leave for school that morning. I could hear him crashing around in his room while I ate my pancakes. "What's he doing in there?" Grandma Dottie asked. "Just barely scraping by," I said, because it's true. The last time Rafe got his homework done ahead of time was never. "Rafe, if you want me to drive you to school, now's the time," Mom yelled.
"Here I come,"
he said, which is when his project came rolling down the hall. Have you ever seen Raiders of the Lost Ark? You know that part where a giant boulder goes tumbling after Indiana Jones, and it's so big it takes up the whole tunnel? Well, that's about what our hallway looked like just then. Except, instead of a boulder, it was a giant ball made out of bubble wrap. Miles and miles and miles of bubble wrap. "That's your egg capsule?" I said.
"When in doubt, think big," Rafe said.
Basically, that's my brother's motto. But he also has a history of big thinking his way into big trouble, which is why my motto is more like, when in doubt, do the opposite of Rafe.
"It's not even going to fit in the car," Mom said.
"That's what this is for," Rafe said, holding up some rope. "It's going on the roof."
I couldn't tell if Rafe's capsule was going to pass the challenge or if his egg would wind up like Humpty Dumpty Jr. on the sidewalk. And to be honest, I didn't really care. I just wanted to get an A on my own project. Important fact number 1. There are some things you're going to need to know for this story. The first is that Rafe and I are in some of the same classes, even though I'm younger than him. Mom says we all have our own special talents. Being smart wasn't one of Rafe's. But you know what else? If I'd known about the Mount Everest-sized trouble that egg was going to cause by the end of the day, I would have faked sick, stayed home, and skipped the whole thing. Too bad for me. I'm better at science than I am at seeing into the future. So I got in the car with Mom and Rafe and headed off to school to begin the craziest, best, worst, most up, down, and awful, but also awesome, but mostly awful, day of my life. So far.